சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். நாஹம் சர்வமஹம் சர்வம் மம சர்வமிதி ஸ்புடம் ஞாதே தத்வே குதோ துக்கம் இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹம்.
When we look at the world, we experience pleasure and pain through many experiences. We love to have pleasure or favorable experiences, but we never welcome unfavorable, unpleasant situations or experiences. Because happiness is the intrinsic desire of every being. Therefore, I love to have only happiness, not sorrow. Whether we like sorrow or not, it is bound to come. We cannot avoid. How to come out of this sorrow, dukkham? We try so many ways to come out of sorrow, but helplessly we face sorrow, which we don't want. That sorrow or dukkham, which we don't want, it comes without informing us, without prayer information, or without prayer permission. It comes. Vedanta says, where is dukkham? Kutaha dukkham. According to Shastra, there is no dukkham at all. Our Vedic scriptures declare, where is dukkham? There is no dukkham. But we say, I am experiencing dukkham. You, the Shastra, Shruti Mata says, there is no dukkham. How to accept this? In Vichara Sagara, the student asks the Guru, hey Guru, you are telling there is no dukkham, there is no sorrow at all. But tell me, where is dukkham is saying? What is the place of that dukkham? This is called sorrow. Unpleasant, unfavorable, unavoidable. So Bhagavan wants to give direct experience to us. Practical lesson, this is called practical lesson. Power factor. Dukkham kutaha tatse jnatena. Once we know I am Atma, the Sukhaswarupam, where is the question of sorrow? Because in me, the Atma, there is no sorrow. In the mind, there is sorrow. Therefore, I am not the mind. How do we know that? See the first line, he says, Aham Sarvam. Sarvam Mama. Sarvam Mama iti Bhavati. Sarvam Mama Bhavati. Everything belongs to me. Therefore, sarvam aham bhavami. Everything is me. Since everything is belongs to me, everything is me. Sarvam aham bhavami. How do we know that everything is me? Example, we have to remember. This pot, the clay pot, clay is telling, சர்வம் அகமும் சர்வம் மம பவதி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் யூ டேக் த கிளே சேஸ் All earthenwares belong to me. Clay is talking. Monologue. Okay? Monologue தனக்கு தானே பேசுகிறது. So clay is talking itself. சர்வம் மம பவதி. All earthenwares belongs to me. Correct only. Yes? Perfectly. Correct. Similarly, second statement, clay is telling, சர்வம் அகம் பவாமி. All earthenwares are me. All earthenwares are me alone. Because earthenwares cannot exist without me, the clay. Therefore, all earthenwares belongs to me. Therefore, all earthenwares is me. Third statement, all earthenwares are not me. In the first two statements, all earthenwares belongs to me, all earthenwares me. There, I am the clay karanam. Earthenwares are their karyam. Products, therefore karya karana sambandha comes in the first two statements. Dvaita problem comes, duality comes. Therefore third statement we have to say, sarvam aham na bhavami. I am not everything, everything is not me. The third statement we have to understand. Everything is not me. Why? If everything belongs to me, everything is me, means that everything is real. Everything belongs to me, everything is me. Karya karana sambandha continues. Cause effect continues. There is one cause, there is another effect. Karya karana dvaitam will continue. It cannot be advaitam. Therefore, you have to remove that karya karana sambandha, cause effect relation. Third statement, everything is not me. Sarvam aham na bhavami. Clay is telling, really speaking, first statement I said, earthenwares belongs to me. Earthenwares me. That is also right. Then clay is telling, really speaking, where are the earthenwares? Really speaking, where is pot? Pot is only a name given to the clay. Pot is a name given to the clay. There is no real pot. Therefore, that everything is not there, really. That everything what we are talking is only appearance. I told you in the last class, what is the Tamil word for that appearance? Sotram. That sotram, appearance, is not real. Is pot real here? What you are seeing, pot is real. Pot is only appearance. What is the real entity here? Clay alone. So therefore, everything is not me, means pots are not there. Earthenwares are not there really, they are only nama rupa vacharambhanam, only vikara, clay vikara. This is very clear. Therefore, everything, all earthenwares are not me. What it means? That earthenwares are not real, they are not there, that is only an aberration. If you know this, you are liberated. Liberation is nothing but freedom from aberration. Liberation is nothing but freedom from this aberration. Wrong notion. That is called liberation. Now come to Drishtanta. Drishtanta over. Everything belongs to me when I say all nama rupa are nothing but they are all I am the satta surti pradata. Therefore, they belong to me, they cannot exist separate from me. Therefore, everything is me alone. Nanda iruke. In every object, I am only there. Third statement, everything is not me. That name and form, what you are seeing, they are not there really. It is only your strong aberration. It is your own strong notion. Ajnanam Mula Vidya. You come out of this. Once you know that tattvam, that sat chit ananda tattvam jnate sati kutaha dukkham, where is dukkham? So that body mind identification you have to drop. You have to shake it. You have to leave it intellectually. That much close you are with body mind. Ahankara. How much you are attached, that much you have to detach. That thread you wind, you know, and thread ball. How much you wind, that much you have to unwind. Screw, once you screw inside, to remove that nail, how much you have to unscrew? How many rounds you have screwed inside, those many rounds you have to unscrew. For screwing, you have done 100 rounds, suppose. Suppose you want to bring out that nail out. How many times you have to do? 50 times or 10 times? 100 times. Similarly, how much your vasana, how much your ajnanam, thick, dense ajnanam is there, that much you have to unwind. Until you unwind it fully, something or other dukkha continues. It will not go. Some unhappiness, some emptiness, some dukkha continues. When can you say kutaha dukkham na jnate tattve? How can you know the tattvam? Attend shastra classes and study, do shravanam. No other way. How many days? How much time you have to unscrew? As many rings, still it is there that much time. As long as you have dukkha, insecurity, unhappiness, so much time you have to dwell in shastra. Once you have attained that jnanam, everything is a sport. Next shloka, next six shlokas is going to talk about Mahavakya. Tat tvam asi lakshartha, aikya jnanam. Tvampada, tatpada and asipada. Tvampada vichara at vyashti level, asipada tatpada vichara at samashti level and asi. Vyashti, samashti, both are one and the same. What is there in that vyashti and samashti? Shtishtida irkana, apadilla. In Vyashti also there is Sat, Chit, Ananda. In Samashti also there is Sat, Chit, Ananda. This Sat, Chit, Ananda, that Sat, Chit, Ananda are one and the same, identical. How to do that? That job, how to do that now? Simple, very very simple. You are all already informed. Now he is presenting first three shlokas, that 51, 52, 53. He is giving Sat, Chit, Ananda at individual level. How to recognize this pure Sat, pure Chit, pure Ananda? How to recognize? Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. How to recognize? Let us read the shloka 51. Dehadi pancha koshastham. Ya satta pratibhasate. Sa sattatmana sandehaham. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Pancha Koshas, Dehadi, Deha etc. Body, Deha means physical body, Annamaya Kosha, Adipada, Sanamaya Kosha, number 2, Manomaya Kosha, number 3, Vijnanamaya Kosha number 4, Anandamaya Kosha number 5. Deha Adi Pancha Koshastha. These 5 koshas, 5 layers, what is there in these 5 koshas? Satta Pratibhasate. Satta means existence. Existence, capital E. Existence, Pratibhasate. Evident. Pratibhasate means evident. Available. How is it available? Body is there. That is there is called Satta. Body is there. It is called Satta. Prana is there. That is there is Satta. In Pranamaya Kosha. Mind is there. That is there is called Satta. Evident or not? Mind is there? So Satta is Pratibhasate. Satta Pratibhasate. Evident. Intellect is there. When you say I have intellect, that have intellect is what? Intellect is there. If intellect is not there, how can you understand Vedanta Dindima? So you are sitting in the Vedanta Dindima class itself is a proof where the intellect is there. Mind is there. Prana is there. Deha, body, of course you have to come all the way from the traffic, heavy traffic, you have to cross and come with physical body. Without your physical body, what can I do here? Body is there. That is there is evident or not? Evident. Pratibhasate. Satta Pratibhasate. This existence is separate from the body, prana, mind, intellect. Because is there, invariable. Invariably it is in and through all 5 koshas. But wherever there is deha, annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, both are different. Annamaya kosha is not manomaya kosha. Manomaya kosha is not pranamaya kosha. Pranamaya kosha is not vijnanamaya kosha. Vijnanamaya kosha is not anandamaya kosha. Anandamaya kosha is there or not? Ananda is there or not? Once the electricity comes, ananda is there. That is there is called Satta. Evident, very much evident here itself. Satta Pratibhasate. If you, that Satta is always continuous in Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha, invariably, no change. But when I say Pranamaya Kosha is there, Deha Annamaya Kosha I am not uttering, it is not there. When you are listening to my class with your mind and intellect, do you remember your body? Unless you kosu edad something. When that mosquito bites you, Manomaya Kosha out there. Annamaya Kosha predominant. But he is less continuous. One kosha excludes the other. Predominantly one kosha is dominant, other kosha is subservient. Whereas there is, Satta is not excluded, it is included. Anusyutataya vartate Satta. Pratibhasate in every kosha. Dehadi pancha koshastha ya Satta. What Satta is available in everything, that is pure existence. Pure existence, when it joins with any nama rupa, it is called Vyavaharika Satta. Vyavaharika Satta. Now clip E is when you say it is Vyavaharika Satyam. When clip E is when you say it is Vyavaharika Satyam. Why? Your Sat is associated with the clip. Therefore, Nama Rupa Sahita Satta is Vyavaharika Satta. Nama Rupa Rahita Satta is Paramarthika Satta, absolute existence. Now this existence, if it is a part, product and property of the body, or the body, it cannot go with the Pranamaya Kosha. If the existence is part, product or property of the body alone, it cannot be with Pranamaya Kosha. Since it is not the property, product or any relation with the body, that's why it is going with Annamaya Kosha, along with Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha. If existence belongs only to the clip, existence cannot be there in the desk. But existence is in the clip also, in the desk also. That's why no object can restrict the existence. But each object restricts each other. Where there is a clip, there is no desk. Where there is a desk, there is no clip. Where she is, he is not. Where he is, she is not. That he, she difference. But isness, she is, he is, it is, that is. That is why that is Samanya Satta. Whenever it is with object, it is Vishesha Satta. Vishesha Satta is Vyavaharika Satyam. Samanya Satta, without Nama Rupa, if you just intellectually, just only pure existence, pure Satta, Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Satta is called Paramarthika Satyam. If this Satyam is what? Vyavaharika Satyam. Adulterated like as though. Okay, because clip is evident to your eyes, but sap is not evident. Existence you cannot see. Why? Existence lends, no, lends existence to the clip. It pervades the clip. It enlivens the clip. Clip is. It is outside the clip also. Easiness is there in the desk also. Easiness is there in the clip also. So easiness independently going to all objects, pervading everywhere. But when this object is not there, what happens? That existence is not able to recognize. You cannot recognize easiness, akashala. How you recognize easiness now? Through an object. Object over. What about this deha, the pancha? How you recognize here? Amness. Amness. Non irken. Irpudal. Telugu uniki. Tamil irpudal. Existence. Amness. That amness is called satta. Amness is there or not? I am. Naan irikken. And the irikken angaradha satta. Evident or not now? Irikken or illiya? Pratibhasate? Pratibhasate. Sa satta, that satta alone is called Atma. Who is this Jeevatma? This Jeevatma is none other than that satta alone. Uchisapta is available in Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha. In all these five bodies, physical body is there, prana is there, mind is there, intellect is there, ananda is there. That is there. Sapta, Atma. That Sapta is Atma. Nama Rupa is Anatma. As you are seeing Anatma, you have to recognize what? Satta. Who is that Satta? I am. The Atma, the Satta, available in this body. Now, I the Atma, the Satta, I am not the part of the body. Am I the part of the body? I the Satta, pure existence, is not part of the body. Am I a product of the body? This body has created the easiness. Easiness is as a part of this body? No. Or easiness, I the Satta, I am the property of this body? attributes? No. I am not the path, I am not the product, I am not the property of this body. I envenoms the body by giving satta. Therefore, body is. Prana is. I lend the existence and I pervade all the koshas, not one kosha. I pervade all koshas. Then I survive the existence even after the body disintegrate. But I cannot say I am when body goes. I say that I won't say anything. When body goes. When body is there, I say, I am. Because medium is required to say, I am. The medium is not there. I, the satta, atma, cannot say, I am. I cannot see my face. Eyes, I have eyes, but I cannot see my eyes. Sweet cannot, sugar cannot taste its sweetness. Why? Sweet is sweet. It cannot taste its sweetness. Eyes cannot see themselves. What you do to see your eyes? What you do? Mirror. You keep mirror in front of you. You look at your eyes. Mirror serves as a medium to look at your eyes. Body, panchakosha serves as a medium to recognize your satta nature. Body is like a mirror. Panchakoshas are like a mirror. Five mirrors. Five mirrors are the medium for me to recognize I am. They are serving as a medium. Without medium, I, the satta, am not evident. I am not evident. Yes or no?
No.
So what is this body, prana, mind, intellect or? Five mirrors. If body, panchakosha perish, I am not available for transaction. I survive. Mirror is not there. Eyes exist or not? Mirror is not there in front. Your eyes exist or not? No, I am not able to see my eyes, therefore I don't have eyes. Can you say so? I am not able to see my eyes because mirror is not there front, therefore I don't have eyes. Do you say? Because you are evident, your eyes are evident to yourself. Therefore, I am is evident to myself. Body, mind, panchakoshas are like recognizing points, that's all. Recognizing points are there or not. If they are there, I recognize. If they are not there, no need of recognition. I'll stay there, that's all. Satta. Who is that satta? Atma. Self. Jivatma is satta. Who is available in all the five koshas? Who says, any sandeham in this? Na sandeha. No sandeha, no doubt in this. Regarding this, I, the atma, am satta of these pancha koshas. Evident, I am. Evident or not? Am, nan irken. You can never doubt your presence. When I ask you, are you there or not? Please wait, I'll ask my husband, I'll ask my wife. Dayananda Swamiji says, do you want to verify your existence from anyone? So you are self-evident. What about consciousness? This is about existence. Suddha Sattva associated with Nama Rupa. Now what is your name? Suddha Sat associated with a name given by my father. Who are you? No, visiting card they show. Shastra says, Adi Vichuka Vyavaharika Satyam. Really speaking, you have to say what? I am Sat with a given name by my father. டு திஸ் பாடி. இப்படி எல்லாம் சொல்லிக்கலாம். ஓகே, நான் வந்து பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், சத்து, ஐ எம் ஆத்மா. I have a temporary transactional name given by my parents for transactional purpose. To travel, I have to write my name. I cannot write Shuddha Sat. And the railway ticket or air ticket, I have to write my name. Because everyone Shuddha Sat, you know. So you have to write, but body is traveling. You have to write your name. Don't go and write there, I am pure Sat, my Swami told me. You cannot. Shuddha Sat, pure Sat, pure existence is not transactable, not communicable, not perceptible, not available for comprehension, incomprehensible. Now who am I? I the Sat, through this body, experiencing my vibhuti. Let us go to spurti, consciousness, existence in the satyam jnanam anantam. Satyam is called sat, existence, amness. Now when we say yam, am, yam, or I am saying I am, huh? When we are using the word, we are using am, yam, yam, or I am. யாம் யாமுக்கு முன்ன ஐ போடணும். அந்த ஐ தட் சித், தட் ஐ இஸ் கால்ட் சித். தட் ஐ எலோனி, ஐ என்ன ஈவை இல்ல. ஓகே, ஐ ஐ ஆம் இருக்கிற ஐ இஸ் கால்ட் சித் ஆர் சைத்தன்யம் ஆர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். சத் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு பி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், சித் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு பி கான்சியஸ்னஸ். Now let us go to consciousness. Consciousness is going to read about consciousness. Okay, 52.
Dehadi pancha koshastham ya spurtir anubhuyate
Very interesting sloka, no? Our glory only. Dehadi pancha koshastha யா ஸ்பூர்த்தி அனுபூயதே, அனுபூயதே எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். அனுபூதி மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். வாட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்? ஸ்பூர்த்தி. ஸ்பூர்த்தி மீன்ஸ் ஸ்புர் தாது. ஸ்புர் மீன்ஸ் அவேர்னஸ். ஐ ஐ ஐ தட் அவேர்னஸ். ஐ நோ, ஐ எம் கான்சியஸ் ஆஃப், ஐ எம் அவேர் ஆஃப். That awareness, spurti, anubhuyate, I am conscious of that I am existent. That is called spurti. I am aware of that I am in Vedanta Dindima class. Are you aware of not? Are you aware or not about your presence in the class? If you are not sleeping, you are aware of. You are aware of. After waking up, you know, I am not aware of class. But you are aware of. That awareness is called spurti. Puranam. Yasyaiva spuranam sadatmakam asat kalpaarthakam bhasate. Puranam. Awareness. You are conscious of. You are aware of. That you are writing with the pen on the notebook. Are you aware? That means you are spurti, you are the consciousness. Anubhuyate, are you aware of Swamini who is sitting in front of you? You are aware of? That means you are conscious of. You are conscious of my words? That means you are consciousness. Consciousness alone is conscious of words. An unconscious entity cannot be conscious of words. To be conscious of words, you must be consciousness. Yes? Therefore, consciousness you are experiencing now. I am conscious of. Unarvu. In Sanskrit, Tamil, unarvu. In Sanskrit, spurati, spuranam. In English, awareness. I am conscious of that Vedanta Dindima class. I am conscious of who is sitting next to me. I am conscious of my body. I am conscious of that I is called Chit. If I am conscious of, to be conscious of, I must exist. If I am exist, I am conscious of. But the desk exists only. If it exists, it must be conscious of. If I am conscious of, I must be existent principle. That existence principle, I am without existence. An existence thing can conscious of or non-existent thing be conscious? An existence. இருக்கிறவனுக்கு தான் தெரியுமா இல்லாதவனுக்கு தெரியுமா? இருக்கிறவனுக்கு தான் தெரியும். அப்ப நான் இருக்கணும்னு எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இல்லையா? That is why amness. I am. நான் இருக்கேன்னு எனக்கு தெரியும். அனுபூயத்தை that is called a pure consciousness with name and form. Pure consciousness is paramarthika chit. That consciousness associated with the body mind is vyavaharika chit. Vyavaharika chit. Vishesha satta, vishesha chaitanyam. Vishesha satta means associated with the body mind complex. Your consciousness you cannot experience. I am conscious of, you require a medium. Without medium you cannot be conscious of. Electricity cannot illumine the hall without bulb. Electricity cannot give air without fan. So electricity to illumine the hall, to give air, electricity need two mediums. What are they? Fan and bulb. However much great electricity, it has come through bulb and fan. Therefore, however much great sattu chittu, all pervading chit, pavam, it cannot aware of anything, it cannot experience its existence without medium. What is the medium? Don't say desk. Who is talking? Body. That's why he said panchakoshastha. Ghatahani sallallamilyo. Dehadi panchakoshastha. Because here itself available, I am. Ghata cannot say, I am part of Swamini, he is carrying me all the way in the car. Wow. Ghata cannot. It is always traveling with me. Oh, even a single day. How nicely Swamini teaching and shoulder there. Tappi tavari. It cannot say. Why? It is not conscious of. Even though it is sataiva chit, sati is there in the pot. Pot is. Easiness alone is chit. But chit is not manifesting. Even though sat alone is chit, chit alone is sat, pot is, but pot is not conscious of. If I am also not conscious of that I am consciousness, if I am also not conscious of that I am consciousness, what is the difference between the pot and me? You want to live like a pot or you want to be different? I want to repeat you. This is very, very serious statement. I want you to get Brahma Jnana here now itself. If I am also not conscious of that I am consciousness being, what is the difference between the pot and me? If you want to be different from the pot, you want to be different from the pot? If you want to be different from the pot, you must claim that I am consciousness, existence, principle. Who can claim I am consciousness, existence, principle? Only Vedantic students. No one can claim. Now you know why we have to study Shastra? We don't want to die like a pot. We don't want to die like a desk. We don't want to die like a rat, a cat. We want to die. We don't want to die. I want to leave the body by recognizing that I am consciousness, existence, principle, enlivening this entire material universe. As long as Nama Rupa Prapancha is there, I am the governing matter principle. I am governing the matter, entire matter. I am not matter principle. Being, remember, book marker innu venumana tharen, book la vechukonga, page ya vechukonga. I am Brahman, the existence, infinite, naturally sentient consciousness principle governing the entire material universe including this body. When if this body goes, I am governing in another body. I am always governing principle. Understand? Appadi patta naan eppadi mimmi cat maathiri kattirukane. Instead of jagarja, like a lion I have to roar. Instead of roaring, I am making noise like a goat. Crying in artham. Goat in artham. Crying. Why? Is it required? Second line you see. Ka purtihi atma. That awareness, that consciousness, who is that? I, the self, Atma, I, the Jivatma, is none other than the consciousness principle who is the awarer of this body in the form of I am. That is why when we use I am, I am, I am, all of us, there is no change. Simple logical point. When she says I am, when she says I am, when he says I am, is there any difference in I am, I am, I am? But what I am differs. What is normally, commonly, generally pervading in everything? I am. In every body, in every body. I am, I am. That is Atma, the Self, my real nature. Body, mind is not my real nature. It is a recognizable point, plug point. Electricity on the bulb kulla poi, it should not think I am bulb. Bulb any time destroyed. Fan also. But electricity should not identify with bulb, filament. What we are doing? Identifying with body, then wifehood, husbandhood, mamiyarhood, Kodhuma. We need not identify. On the other hand, I should know that I am enlivening this body, mind, complex, playing the role. I am not touched by this body, mind. If you know this, Anando Brahmeti Vyajanat. Next word. Sloka. Ananda. Dehadi Pancha Koshastham. Ya Priti Ranubhuyate. Sa Priti Ratma Kukastham. Iti Vedanta Dindimaham. Satyam Jnanam over. Now Anantam or Ananda. Dehadi Panchakoshastha. Every sloka he is using. Dehadi Panchakoshastha means Svampada Lakshyartha. Atma is Svampada Lakshyartha of I. When I say I am, is a mixture, body mind complex is my lower nature, consciousness existence principle is my higher nature. I am as though associated with the body mind complex. I am enlivening the body. I am lending existence, consciousness to the inert body mind. After lending existence and consciousness, I have forgotten that I am lending. I became one with the body mind and crying along with that. I need not cry. Kutaha dukkham, tell me now. In pure sat and chit there is no dukkham. In associated sat and chit only dukkham. Really sat chit cannot be associated. Really they cannot be associated. Can the snake have the association with sambandha with rope? Our rope snake. Can it have sambandha? Why? Unreal. It is only appearance. Similarly, this body-mind complex is an appearance. Tell me, what is body? Skeleton covered with a skin. Inside the skeleton, some package kept like your makeup box. Kidneys, heart, liver, pancreas, intestines, muscles, blood, flesh, all are kept in that asthi panjaram and covered with a nice skin. Namak theriyaman irukkar. Adhu mele innoru skin cover dress. In the dress mele dress ulla enna irukkena skeleton. And the skeleton kulla flesh and blood and functioning machine is functioning and taking this mission as myself. And ears together, decades together, teacher has to teach. You are not this machine. You are the one sentient consciousness principle making that mission to function. Guru has to come, Shastra has to come. You are not the machine. You are the one who is enlivening the machine. Don't take your machine. Machine is sitting, listening. Jivatma, Ajnani Jivatma sitting with a machine to recognize I am not this body mind machine. Use the mind to say I am not the mind. Use the body to say I am not the body. They are useful. Sarira madhyam khalu dharma sadhanam moksha sadhanam. Body is meant for that. Human body especially meant for that. If your human body is not knowing this truth, not knowing this truth, next janma, Bhagavan says, unaki endha janma kurtalu parvaleyappa. Unaki anyhow edukaga class ku eppadiyadu povadilla. Ponna purinjikala. Adanalae erumbu maadu. Illana crocodile, endha crocodile park. Or big starfish in the ocean. Anyhow, I have given the one human life, you have misused it, you have not understood. You may born in a forest or in the ocean, not even on the earth also, like a dog, you can born. If piravi tappinal, enna statement paarum, how powerful statement. Namakku ulla povaatengirathu. If piravi tappinal, why it is not pricking us that statement? Oru Tamil quotation Swami sonna vadane ippirai tappinal eppiravi vaikkumo enna statement adu. Adu oru vaatti kaadula vilundukanna it has to create a spark in my mind. Whole body must percolate that statement. Nama ethana statement kettirukkom poyindirukku indha kaalla kettu indha kaalla poyindirukku enna life. Next Saturday class. Next Saturday. Yesterday class. Implement. Implement every statement. Never miss even 1 second. Now, here itself. What is that? Anando Brahmet. Aham Anandaha. Look at the sloka. Dehani pancha koshastha ya preetihi. Preeti means Ananda. Happiness. The happiness associated, even ananda, pure ananda you cannot experience. Pure ananda also must be associated with one object or other. Ananda swarupam sat chit ananda. Ananda is shuddha ananda, bimba ananda. You can experience only through one object or other, either music or sound or flavor or smell or taste or touch. Through one thing or other you enjoy the pratibimba ananda dwara bimba anandam you can recognize. There is no pratibimba ananda at all without bimba ananda. Can be a reflected face without original face? Can be a reflected face without original face? No. Similarly, every ananda is a reflected ananda. Every happiness, even Vedanta Dindima class happiness also born out of Vedanta Dindima. Pratibimba ananda. Through this pratibimba ananda, I think you are happy and correct. Vedanta Dindima class happy, isn't it? Happy. So that happiness is what you are experiencing is the pratibimba ananda. It is anubhava ananda born out of a conditioned mind. When the mind is available medium, available, that mind reflects the Atmananda in that as a pratibimba ananda. Medium illamane experience panna mudiyadu solitte. Kannadi illamane kann experience panna mudiyadu. Similarly, without an object, bimba ananda you cannot experience. How to recognize an ananda swarupam? Rasagulla. If I eat rasagulla, I am ananda. If you are happy with rasagulla only, eat whole dabba. Are you happy? If rasagulla alone is having the happiness, because of rasagulla only I am happy, eat 10th rasagulla, are you happy? If rasagulla is the cause for your happiness, 10th rasagulla, 20th rasagulla must give happiness. It is not giving happiness. Therefore, ananda is not rasagulla. Now the same Vedanta Dindima class, if I take 10 more minutes, it is no more ananda. The condition has gone. Similarly, when your mind is available with sattva predominantly, mind reflects that bimba ananda in as a pratibimba ananda. That pratibimba ananda is a recognizable point to know that I am ananda swarupam. In without ananda, original ananda, how pratibimba ananda, reflected ananda can reflect in any object? Therefore, he says, pritihi anubhuyate. That is very closest, nearest. Somebody's house I see, I am not very happy. If I am my house, my own house, I am so happy. And my mind is so happy. Mind medium la, and anandam, brahmananda reflects. I am thinking ananda is coming from the house, not from the house. Ananda is coming from the atma reflecting in the mind. Which mind is associated with house or rasagulla or son or daughter? That Vishaya goes, ananda goes, pratibimba ananda goes. We are thinking ananda is coming from the object. He says, sa pritihi atma. Original ananda is atma alone. It is reflecting in through the husband, through the son, through the daughter. One object or other, we change. If they are not the source of love, source of ananda, poitvaanga. In an object, searching. That means you are searching for ananda. Therefore, everyone loves themselves. Pritihi parama prema swarupa. Swarupa ananda alone is reflecting through rasagulla, through son, through daughter, through house. So reflected ananda is not permanent. As long as the medium is there, that ananda reflects. Medium is not there, you cannot have experiential ananda. You remain as ananda. You have to travel a lot.
பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.